Alan Harris on WBGO, that's a waltz for a rainy bebop evening that Eddie Jefferson sang on an album with Richie Cole, and that was Richie Cole with Alan Harris. And Alan Harris is with me to talk about this new album. And every time you come on the last, I don't know how many years, 20 years, 30 years, it's a different concept. So why this concept?
I wanted to test my mettle.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
I needed to grow a little bit. You become stagnant as an artist, you know, when you do the American Songbook as many times as I've done it, the Nat King Cole, Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington, the list goes on and on. After a while, it becomes rote. You know, you just start becoming a caricature of yourself on stage.
The creamy baritone of Alan Harris.
Exactly. So I needed to find something that stretches the membrane for me and moves into the next arena, which is to grow as an artist.
And it's the real deal of jazz. Ooh, singing. Jazz singing.
That's right.
It's vocalese, which is what is jazz singing. You're writing, Eddie Jefferson wrote lyrics to famous jazz records, and especially solos, like Moody's Mood.
Yeah.
And so getting into that, that's like a whole songbook that's different from Cole Porter.
It's not only is it different, it has the street vernacular that I grew up on, the shucking and jiving, but very erudite. It isn't just, baby, come home, I want to love you, baby, kiss me, please, please, please. There's a lot of prose and poetry in his writing that belies the fact that he is singing on a street vibe. It's really wonderful when you start getting into it.
He's much more real than, like, Lord Buckley, who was surreal. But there's similarities in there, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, yeah. And then John Hendricks was coming along at the same time. So there's always an argument which was the actual godfather of vocalese. But it doesn't matter. They both were wonderful.
They both were wonderful. Of course, both of us, we knew John really well. And I never met Eddie Jefferson. But studying the book, which has been buried for so long, Eddie Jefferson's book, I'm leaning toward Eddie Jefferson's because he hasn't been played and heralded as much as John Hendricks has been. So there's almost a layer of mystery around him. And as a vocalist, you're always searching for something that other vocalists have not chomped their teeth into. And Eddie Jefferson has only been acquired taste for just a few vocalists in my genre.
The twist is that just as things were happening for him, recorded with Dexter Gordon and all that.
What happened?
He gets shot.
He gets shot.
And that's that. I mean, it's like a movie. I mean, shot by a disgruntled tap dancer.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Really.
Outside a club that he was just performing in.
Yeah.
What was the club?
Up in Detroit, right?
It was in Detroit, yeah. It's amazing.
And all of that. But the legend lives on, and the songs live on when folks sing them. And so say what? Here's a lot of Eddie's songs were about the artists who played the solos.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one about Miles Davis.
It is. Kind of blue. Miles Davis walked off the stage soon as the solo was over. Oh, yes, he did leave the stage clean out of sight now. Coltrane walked off the stage. That's what the folks all are saying. Oh, yes, he did leave the stage. And that's a fact now. They felt they had to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, we get a real metal sound. I guess the wolves have to admit it. I guess they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. And if you can't figure out their groove, I'd like to hit you. Well, my friends, now about Miles Davis. I never knew why some people always try to find some fault of this man in his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is gonna turn the business. A slop bop, a see bop bop, an aptitude, weed eating, dee bop, fiddly da 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 dee bow. He never walks around the place to speak to all of the folks he don't know of, wouldn't either. And neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do, the rest of us we do. Oh yes, we dig his beautiful soul, and we love him and his blue horn. And here's another thing now about the clothes he wears. I'm sure his style is in the future. He's so cool, the fit of his clothes are perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has won most polls in his modern jazz. He ain't Gillespie or Kings. But send his group up making records, yeah, because of Sherman Swing. Walked off the stage, that's what the folks all were saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage soon as the solo was over. Coltrane walked off the stage, that's what the people are saying. Oh yes, they both left the stage clean out of sight now. They said they had to rehearse, although we know they are masters. They get a real mellow sound, and you will have to admit it. Oh yes, they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. And if you could figure out their group, well, I have helped you. What'd he say? He say, so what?
So, Alan Harris on WBGO. Who's with you?
Oh, man, I got Rick Jermison on the piano.
And?
Paul Bolger on the bass.
And
my mainstay, my heart is back there on the drums, the lovely Shirazette Tennant.
She was the knockout cowboy drummer for you also.
Not only was she drumming, she directed the band.
Indeed.
She was a musical director. She did a lot of things.
That was a hell of a show.
Oh, across
that,
man.
River. He's gone from cowboying to jazz singing, as if you haven't been doing that for 100 years.
Yes.
But it's the genius of Eddie Jefferson is the new album, and you can hear it this week. It's coming out on the 27th, but starting on the 20th, on Friday, you can hear for a week the whole album on WBGO.org/radar. Mm-hmm. And it's also the CD of the month.
Oh.
And you can find out how you can get the new album for yourself and look on the website at WBGO.org. The 27th, the street date for the new album. And that's when Alan Harris is going to be playing, singing at Smoke, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 27, 28, 29, with special guest Cyrus Chestnut, certainly in the spirit, very much so, of Eddie Jefferson, the master of vocalese, and that's who you're celebrating.
That's right.
After celebrating Billy Strayhorn and
Nat Cole
and Cowboys and Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett album was terrific. You came
Bill
on.
Bill Evans and Tony Bennett.
Indeed. And he's with me here on WBGO. I don't know how many times you've been on the show.
Oh, wow.
30 years, right? The whole run.
A lot of times.
I can never help. I'm compelled to remember when we met.
Oh.
At that joint on Green Street.
Yes.
Where everybody was in comfy chairs.
How long ago was that?
That's 30-plus years ago.
That's right, it was.
So, we're old.
I was 12 years old then.
That's right.
And you were 28, was it?
I was much older.
Mm-hmm.
And always will be. So you brought in a good band. Tell us again who's playing.
Well, on the piano is Rick Jermison. He's wonderful. Just got back from Switzerland, I hear. On the bass, an old friend of mine. Matter of fact, he was in the original Across That River and some jazz things I did. Paul Beaudry has a new project coming out. And, of course, on the drums is my mainstay, the lovely Shirazette Tennant, which she has a number of projects all around the city, all around the world. She tours whenever I try to get her. And she's here on the drums.
Cool. With Alan Harris. And on the record, you have Richie Cole, and Eddie Jefferson and Richie Cole really connected. And Eddie showed up on several of Richie's albums, and Richie showed up on several of Eddie's albums, and he plays on two of the Horace Silver songs, What is it about Horace Silver tunes that inspired Eddie Jefferson and John Hendricks so much?
I think the melodies have a way of weaving themselves in and out of the instrumentalists in a way that a lot of lyricists don't do. They'll try their own path. They'll have the melody follow along, and then they'll create prose on top of that. Horace, when things are written along, when he writes a song, he makes sure that the vocalist has its own separate anthem along with the song instead of following along with it. It's very wonderful when you're trying to deliver a vocal treatise on his stuff.
And it's uniquely funky.
It is very funky.
Okay, here's the very funky Sister Sadie.
Sister Sadie was a mean chick, and she thought that she was real slick. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Sister Sadie never worried, Sister Sadie never hurried. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. She just paces around the floor, she don't have any mind no more. She just dances to empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always trying out of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Well, good for you. Well, good for you. What you got, what you been begging for, yeah. You've been going around picking on other women's fellas. But since when you got her, only thought to be the exclusive city. I don't mean no harm, I'm just trying to tell you the facts of life. Cause I've been through it, baby, and I know for this. Ain't no joke, a matter, you can bet sweet life. I'm telling you just like I tell my daughter. Listen to me, that's what you honor. You better change your evil doing ways, Sadie dear. You be cool and try to take some advice. Hey, girl, I told you once or twice I think you're doing at night. Hey, girl, talk's been going around that you've been dragging yourself. Hey, girl, if you have to act a fool, why don't you go somewhere else? She just paces around the floor, she don't have any mind no more. She just dances to empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. She ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Sister Sadie, yeah.
Alan Harris on WBGO. What's the challenge of these lyrics?
He's not fudging it. And what I mean by that is he actually did his homework and followed along what the instrumentalists are doing, whether it's Dexter, Moody, Miles. He took his time and actually studied how they played each solo and matched his prose to them. It's pretty daunting for a vocalist, because at times when you are writing with someone who does play an instrument, the lazy point would be for you to just do your own thing, scat, jive
right,
around.
Right.
He said, forget it. He said, I'm going to play exactly what Dexter played. Bam. This is what Bud played. Bam. This is what James Moody played. Bam. And you have to realize this was before there was tape recorders. He did all this just listening to them and going back to his hotel room and saying, that's genius. That's
all
genius.
The nuances and everything.
Everything.
I mean, he's not just singing the lyrics of Body and Soul. He's singing the lyrics of Coleman Hawkins playing Body
playing
and Soul.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've matched them up just because I want to try to be exact. And some of my friends who do play
the
these
twist. You have to, yeah.
That's
but
right.
But can't you, I mean, isn't jazz all about improvisation? And shouldn't you be doing some improvisation?
You should, but when you're dealing with his stuff, you want to pay homage to it and try not to stray far from the reservation, because once you listen to how he's singing and writing along with how they're doing their solos, you try not to stray from it because it's so exact.
One of my favorite of all Eddie's songs and lyrics was to Janine on the Main Man album. And you do something differently with this from what Eddie was doing and what Duke was doing, the composer.
That was brought to me by my producer, Brian Barkas, and also Eric Reed. They came to me and said, you know, you can't stray too far from your voice, Alan, because you have a very crooner-type, lovely, lilting voice that's deep. So let's do a song that stays within the confines of what Eddie's doing, like Janine, but put your own twist on it, you know, so that your fans, those who are not familiar with Eddie Jefferson, you could slowly bring them into the fold. You don't want to shock them too much. So Janine was that song where I stayed within the timbre of my voice, but yet still copied and emulated Eddie's version.
Let's have it.
Okay. Last time I saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen. And she grew by with some wealthy guy in a Cadillac limousine. Last time I saw Janine. Last time I saw Janine, recall when we were 17. I was her beau, 'twas not so long ago, but too short for that long, long ring to satisfy Janine. Now she's gone from me, moved away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the dollar sign stood in between. It was love lost to the rising cost, but since then I haven't seen Janine. Last time I saw Janine, the dollar signs stood in between. It was love lost not so long ago, but since then I haven't seen Janine. Last time I saw Janine.
Alan Harris at and on WBGO. Alan Harris always among the singers. Unlimited and new album. He's celebrating a new album, The Genius of Eddie Jefferson. It's actually the new CD in the CD of the Month Club on WBGO. Join the club and Gary Walker will send you the new album. It's also going to be on Radar. It's going to start playing this coming Friday, the 20th, play for a week, and then the album comes out on Friday, the 27th. You can hear Alan Harris live at Smoke. It's on Radar, WBGO.org/radar, and then it's himself, Alan Harris, along with special guest Cyrus Chestnut at Smoke. Alan Harris pulling us all right into the new album called The Genius of Eddie Jefferson, celebrating the master, the godfather, fountainhead of vocalese. And that's the art of turning jazz records, jazz solos especially, like Just Then of Lester Young, into actual songs. The twist is, you know, on a copyright sometimes. They didn't want to give the copyrights to the vocalese people, even though they've transformed the original into something completely different.
I know. He never made any money off of Moody's Mood. Can you believe that?
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it was called I'm in the Mood for Love.
He should have changed
it. On the King Pleasure album. But then you get into whole other things. So, anyway.
What was her name? Dorothy?
Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Right. I mean, great songwriters. That's a great song. For my money, you know, Eddie and James Moody made us all finally forget Alfalfa.
Wow.
Remember?
Sure, yes.
I mean, he's the one who sang I'm in the Mood.
That's right, he did. I'm in the Mood. Right, really.
That's right. You can't see it. We both at the same time did this thing about
a little spike of hair
on his top. Anyway, so forgetting Alfalfa, you're here. Alan.
Wow.
Alan Harris is here, and he's going to do some things with, tell us who.
Billy's Bounce with Rick Jermison on the piano.
Hello, Rick.
Yep.
Also, Paul Beaudry, he's busy. He's got a new CD out. What's the name of it?
New Tomorrows.
Listen for it. It's a great CD, man.
Cool.
And, of course, my old mainstay back there, her group Sonic Wallpaper, got a new recording coming out. You know, I heard a little bit of it. It's wonderful. She thinks she'd have me sing on it. No, but that's okay. It's an all-woman thing, and it's beautiful. It really is. So this is Shirazette Tenon, everybody.
And everybody, here's Alan Harris. It's a Charlie Parker.
Yes, that's right.
One, two, three, four.
I've overlooked so many things through the years, through my tears, through my years, and I went over my eyes. You were my idea, heaven with open arms. Now that I found myself this once, I think this is best. We build a little nest, hear the rest, yes or death. I overlooked so many things through the years, through my tears, through my years, and I went over my eyes. You were my idea, heaven with open arms. Now that I found myself this once, I think that it is best. We build a little nest, you're the best, yes, the best. And one could think of the things I really couldn't do until I met you. Please, baby, listen to my plea. Understand my love and you will find that true love. I want you to know just how I feel from the start and hope you feel the same. I never had the slightest doubt, I hope I never will. I hope I'll be with you still, I hope you feel the same. Please, baby, don't let me linger. Open up so your arms me alone, never from a plane, I love you. I think you dear, you're the only one I want since I met you. I need you every moment, mama, stay by my side. I know we're meant to find you, love dear. I vow you'll never leave me once I have you. I never know the song a bluebird sing when it's lonely. Well, it had to be, can't you see? I did use a wonder. You can love me, tell me, do ya? For it's true, dear, there's no one above you. There I went and said it all over again. The way you make me love you, it's a sin. But what can I do? No. Oh, it's taking me. Do bop 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 Overloads of anything to you, yes. Do my test, do my yes. Then I went and opened my eyes. You were my idea, heaven with open arms. Now that I find myself this once, I think that it is best. We've been a little less. Here's the rest, yes, it's best. I've overloads of anything to the yes. Do my test, do my yes. Then I went and opened my eyes. You were my idea, heaven with open arms. Now that I find myself this once, I think that it is best. We've been a little less. Here's the rest, yes, it's best.
And the jazz trivia question, who's Billy? Not Billie Holiday.
Oh, who is Billy?
Billy Shaw.
Wow. Michael. Oh,
jazz joint. This is what
Michael.
I'm paid the big bucks.
But you do this to me for the past 30 years. From opera to cabaret to jazz, I can never stump you. But I'm going to one day. You watch. I'm going to do it. It's coming. It's coming, brother.
Well, so long as you keep
the
coming.
The tribute to Nirvana.
As long as you keep coming.
Oh, that's what it is.
WBGO.
30 years.
And singing. I mean, you know. Again, we're doing something with your new album we've never done with anybody before. It's like a hat trick. It's a trifecta. Mm. You're live on Singers Unlimited with me, and you're the CD of the month. And that's the CD of the Month Club. You joined. You go on the website, WBGO.org. Gary Walker will send you a CD every month. And the CD this month is the new Alan Harris CD. But he's also put it on Radar, which is a great way for people are hearing and buying the new albums. And on Friday, this coming Friday, the 20th, on WBGO.org/radar, you can hear entirely the genius of Eddie Jefferson for a week. And that's leading into when the album is exactly going to be released on the
27th of April.
And that's with a gig.
That's right.
You're going to be at Smoke, and you're going to have special guest Cyrus Chestnut on that whole weekend, 27, 28,
that's right.
29. And in the meantime, tell us again who's been with you.
Well, playing with me is on the piano, the wonderful Rick Jermison.
Okay.
On the bass, Paul Beaudry.
Okay.
And on the drums, the lovely Shirazette Tenen.
Okay. Every time you come on, I usually try to challenge you to do something. Quite often it's, and now your creamy baritoneness. Let's you know.
Okay.
But how's about a blues?
Okay, a blues?
Yeah.
You got it. How about a little shuffle? Where you from again, Michael?
St. Louis.
Where you from again, Michael?
St. Louis.
There's a lot of blues down in there, brother.
There's lots of blues down there.
Let's do some St. Louis blues. A little blues and F shuffle. One, two, a one, two, three, four. St. Louis, bum, boom, day, don't take a lot of money, put a smile on Michael Boren's face. Lord, it don't take a lot of money, put a smile on his face. But you gotta know your jazz, your cabaret, your theater, and everything to be in his place.
Yeah.
When he wakes up in the morning, he always fills the listener's cup. Hey, when he wakes up in that morning, you listen to him fill your cup. He got that blues and jazz and everything from St. Louis. That's where he's from. Hit it. Bam, ten, out, CD. Got a team called the St. Louis Cardinals, a football team, everything you got down there. I don't know what it means. Everything's gonna be merry. Hey, got one of my favorite guitars, you know, Chuck Berry. Talk about Michael Bowen and the blues for you. Hey. Some folks like honey, cream in their tea. Hey, you can have that honey, cream in their tea. Like to thank WBGO and Michael Bourne for having me here, you see. Thank you, Michael. I love you. Thank you, baby. Smile on her face, good enough for me. Michael Bourne, thank you, baby. WBGO.
And Alan Harris. Actually, the St. Louis blues comes from Memphis.
Really?
W.C. Handy.
W.C. Handy, that's right, you are so right.
But just like my grandfather came from Memphis to St. Louis, my grandfather, Jason Bourne, I am not kidding.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. And I wanted that name. There was a time I didn't like Michael. I wanted to be Jason Bourne.
Wow. Well, someone else.
And I get teased enough anyway nowadays. But thank you. That was a treat. Alan Harris with me. And again, the new album is called The Genius of Eddie Jefferson. You're going to be hearing it plenty on the WBGO. You're always going to be hearing Alan Harris amongst the Singers Unlimited on 88.3 FM and WBGO.org.